I remain still, if I am alone and silent long enough to hear the sound of my own blood, or breathing, or digestion, above the rustling of leaves or the whir of the refrigerator, my father is likely to turn up. He just arrives unbidden in the long-running film of my thoughts, like Hitchcock in his pictures, and he looks for all these 40-plus years of disembodiment, much like himself, big and sandy-haired with freckles on the backs of his hands, perhaps a bit more diffident in the way he holds himself than I remember. He doesn't stay long, and as far as I can tell, his visits have no message. Yet even though years of therapy have led me to make the dark whistling claim that he's finally dead and gone, my father, who died when I was 17, continues to be my principal ghost, a lifelong eminence grise, and only my own end will finish it.
That's way too young. Now you gotta feed me, now you gotta need me, and I feel like a faithless son. 64 is awful old. You know what can happen next. Hey, I'm older than my old man ever was, and I'm trying to keep it in context. Yes, I'm older than my old man now. His father died at 43. From now on it's all gravy. I got 20 years more. Maybe I guess we'll have to wait and see. I wasn't sure the day would come. I've been living underneath his thumb. But I don't feel so free. I don't even feel like me, now that there's no race left to run. Yeah, I'm older than my old man now. I guess that means I kicked his ass. But just 'cause you survived, that don't mean you feel alive, and your demise will come to pass. Nobody's sure exactly why. Everybody's got to die. Still it comes as quite a blow, knowing you got to go and the world is gonna pass you by. Yes, I'm older than my old man now, trying to keep it in context. Not only older than my old man ever was, but I'm guilty of outlived my ex.